Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have John Anderson with me once again. He is the chairman of the board of directors of Triumph Gold, and he has a lot of years, over 20 years of capital market experience. He's brought together a team of very strong scientists, geoscientists, into the company, and the combination of good, strong technical people along with the ability to raise money and do so efficiently, I think, is one of the reasons that I like Triumph Gold so much. And I'm familiar with the project because I had covered it in my newsletter under a prior operator. They had more than 4 million gold equivalent ounces on a couple of different deposits up there. But then after 2011, the markets really didn't perform well. It was very difficult. It was would have required a big capital cost. The grades are somewhat low, especially given lower prices, and so that company had to hand the project off to John Anderson's team. And I should mention before I say hello to John that Triumph Gold trades in Toronto under the symbol TIG. You can buy it in the U.S. as I have under the symbol TIGCF. 81.6 million shares, 27 cents in U.S. money, giving it a market cap of approximately $22 million in U.S. funds, which I think is a steal given what the prospects are. So thanks for joining me, John. We want to hear about your story and what you've learned over the past year or two. Thanks for joining me again.
Jay, thanks for having us. Really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you again.
Yeah, I just really appreciate having good stories come on my show as well. I would like you to start out for the benefit of those that may not be familiar with the story. Many have; they've heard you on before. You're a chief geologist there. But talk about how Triumph has approached this project a bit differently than the prior operator, who had some success, admittedly, but obviously couldn't take it to the finish line.
Yeah, thanks for that, Jay. As far as the former operators, what they were really, they came out with a really good project. They consolidated a fantastic piece of property, which was blessed with infrastructure in a remote part of the area of the world. And they did really good work on it. If anything that they failed in was really just the market conditions. It was not their failure. It was just the overall market. In 2014, after they'd come up with a PEA with a preliminary economic assessment on the property, they had found the 343-101 resources that had a gold equivalent of over 6 million ounces. In 2014, they just... no one cared about gold, no one cared about copper, and that's where we came in as shareholders, really to backstop the company. So we didn't really change much outside of changing the name and refinancing it with a long-term approach. And as you mentioned earlier, it had a substantial resource on it, and even at today's market price of gold, those resources didn't have a lot of validity. So we knew we had a project that at a higher commodity price, higher copper price, but really a higher gold price than $1,250. When we took it over, that in the future it would have incredible value for the shareholders.
Sure.
So that's why we got behind this thing and put enough money in to move it forward. And we didn't have any property payments on it. We've cleaned up the royalties. The property's in great standing. But what happened up in the Yukon in 2016 was a company called Goldcorp paid $520 million for a project 60 kilometers northwest of us called the Coffee Project. And that really gave everyone in the Yukon a bump. I think Goldcorp even called it the Goldcorp bump, and everyone started looking at the Yukon differently, and we were definitely one of those stories. So we knew we had a resource that was valid in the future, but now we had to look at the project differently. And really that's what we created a new team for.
Well, and you did, and you brought on some really strong people. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about your 2018 exploration success. You came up with a number of new zones. You did a lot of soil sampling, I guess, and this is a very major size project, isn't it? I mean, we're looking at, what, 6 or 8 kilometers in strike length, something like that?
Yeah, that's just on the one target. The property is actually 200 square kilometers.
Yeah,
it's over 20 miles for the American listeners from one end to end. It's about 5 times the size of Manhattan. A lot was going on, so you know, rather than just focus on our little resource or the resource that we had in 2 areas of the property, we hired someone independently to look at the project. Our largest shareholder at the time, Gold 2000 out of Zurich, and myself, we wanted to look at the project differently. So we hired this gentleman, Tony Barresi, to look at the project independently. And it wasn't, don't be biased by the resource, don't be biased by what you're hearing. Just look at the project differently, and that's where Tony came in and was so excited and came up with 5 different exploration ideas, and that we went and raised more money for him. Goldcorp loved the story. They loved Tony's enthusiasm. So they bought 20% of the company in 2017. And you asked me about what we did 2018. It really goes back to 2017, and it was those exploration ideas that Tony came up with his crew and followed up on 5 of those ideas and successfully hit on 4 of those ideas. And so I do want to stress that as much as we came up with great results last year, it really came back to the program that Tony put together in 2017. 2018 was a follow-up of that, those exploration successes, because exploration is a long-term process, and we're well into that process right now. In 2018, we were able to confirm those initial discoveries from 2017, and we think we're onto something that is really exciting as far as a world-class potential copper-gold porphyry that would stand out as one of the largest in the world. It's already the largest, most successful one in the Yukon.
Yeah, well, you... I'm sorry, I didn't get that last part.
That's the one we refer to as Blue Sky Porphyry.
Yes, exactly, and that's sort of towards, I think, the southeastern end of the target of the project.
Pretty much in the center, maybe a little bit to the north. The south end is the Tinta polymetallic discovery. Mm-hmm. But what we're trying to do is confirm what we believe that. We drilled down 600 meters, below the surface. So all of our resources are right at surface. And we drilled down deeper and we hit, phenomenal grades in porphyry mineralization where, to the average listener, if we had to put it in, it's multiple to the value of the rock on a per ton basis, but we had 0.3-0.4% copper with 1.5 gram gold over 300 meters on a number of intercepts. And to put that into equation, that type of deposit would be, if it was a porphyry all alone, it would be the equivalent of New Gold's property that they have, the New Afton mine. It's an underground block cave mine. It's a cash cow for them. These are the type of projects that the majors love and the big companies like because they're long-term, massive projects. And so what we've done, since we've only drilled down 600 meters, we've done an IP survey now that is 1.2 kilometers deep, and it's over an area that's underneath a very large, intense soil anomaly that's 6 square kilometers.
Mm.
So you think of it, our resource sits on top of that rated surface, and below there you have potentially one of the largest elephants in the world as far as an exploration potential. And we, you know, for your listeners, I think you can look at Soul Gold in Australia. They have the Cascabel project. And they were just like us. It was the same type of project where a few years ago they had a great soil anomaly with copper, gold, lead, zinc, just similar to what we have. And then they did data collection and they did an exploration defined area that was 2.5 by 1 kilometers areas. Ours is, you know, much larger than that. It's 6 kilometers by 2 kilometers, same type. So they came out with an outcrop in a creek that showed there was porphyry mineralization and veining. That's what we came up with in 2016. 2017, we've tested a bit lower, and that's very similar, same process of what SolGold did in 2013. And they went from a $30 million market cap to, well, they're at $1.2 billion for 80% of a project.
Wow.
And that's what we're
going to test. Yeah, I was familiar with that. I was watching it develop, actually. There was another company that was a prospect generator that had that and farmed it out, I guess, to the Australian company. What's that?
Yeah, it was Cornerstone. They still have a 20%
interest
in it.
That's right. Exactly. Okay. All right. So, I'm just looking at your website. I mean, the intersection was 316 meters, 1.1 gram per ton gold, which is, I mean, that's just really amazing. And then a half, you had some silver there. You had 0.27% copper. I mean, that's phenomenal. But are you going to be testing that this year with any deep holes? That is the Blue Sky target?
That is definitely the number one target for sure. Is we're going to do some more work around Blue Sky to better vector in, and then as Tony Bressy said, we're going to drill the deepest hole into the Yukon's richest porphyry, and again test that theory out. And it's not just he's not the only one that has this theory. There are many other people that have the theory, including our largest shareholder, which is Gold Corp.
And Goldcorp has had their financial challenges recently to an extent. Do you see them sticking with you?
I do. I think, you know, they are going through their final merger that I think everyone now expects should be closing. They expected it to be closed somewhere second quarter of this year. I think that's still on schedule from what I hear. They've been phenomenal. Their technical team still talks to our technical team. In fact, Newmont, who's buying them or merging with them, I should say, their technical people are up to speed with what we're doing. So what we publicly say right now, they're all in as far as working with us in the future.
Good. Okay, that's good to know. So you have made a lot of discoveries this year, too. The drone zone is one I've noticed. It's some phenomenal grab samples on surface. The Granger zone, it's, I think, a relatively shallow oxide target. I mean, are you going to be able to look at some of those this year as well? Some of those new targets?
Well, these are cost-effective. And these are, and as I mentioned earlier, in 2016, 2017, where Tony and his group came together with these exploration ideas, they're all things that we're following up on, and they're all in different stages, and they're actually pretty inexpensive to go and follow up on. There's also the Irene vein that we came up with last year. It was a vein that was opened up by placer miners in 2013, and again, the former management just didn't have the capital to go test it. Tony tested it last year with his team, and we extended an area that was 400 meters, never drilled, to 1.2 kilometers, and think it's much larger. That epithermal vein alone would be the equivalent of what some of the market caps for some of our competitors are. The drone zone is a great example where it just, by having good crews and looking at the property differently, being on site as opposed to doing everything remotely, finding these things and following up on them. And that's what exploration is really all about as well. It's looking, following up and testing these ideas, and the success ratio that this company has actually had on these various projects are phenomenal.
I would agree. Watching a lot of companies as I do, and not only that, but they're very large targets, and the kind of targets that are already getting the interest, as I understand it, interest of majors, obviously at Goldcorp. So how soon can you start work up there? How soon, John, can you start working up there?
We could start right away. Last year we started in late March, but that was mainly because we were doing winter drilling in an area that it was just more effective to do it during the winter.
Yeah.
We are aiming probably late May, middle to late May, and it's just going through the proper processes, dealing with one of our major shareholders who has a strong technical committee with them, and really pinpointing where we're actually going to drill. It is very scientific. It is not just random drilling that
of course
a lot of shareholders think you do.
No,
it's
no.
Very scientific and very calculated.
No, most people have no idea the amount of science that goes into the exploration business these days, that's for sure. So we might expect some news, and how soon? I guess we're looking at May, June.
I think you'll see news before month end for sure.
We still got more
results coming out. Yeah, mm-hmm. We still got more results from the Deep IP survey.
Good.
As much as people think it's amazing, you do an IP survey, you go down 1.2 kilometer, there's a lot of data that comes out of it, a lot of interpretation. It's not like an X-ray, like on the human body, it's like an MRI, and you've got to learn how to interpret it and get the right people to interpret it. So there is a lot going on behind the scenes. I'm really proud of the way that our technical team has been handling it with, obviously, with the Goldcorp people as well.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is that with a market cap, $22 million U.S. money right now, and given what it looks like you might have, it looks very, very exciting, I think, for people that would take the risk. Obviously, always a risky business exploration, but boy, you've had so much success as you're pointing out, and some really large scale targets. I think the odds look very, very good for you, and that's why it's one of my favorites. I guess that's about all the time we have. Anything else, real quickly?
No, Jay, I just really appreciate the time you give us, and you know, we've got a company that's got an incredible risk reward opportunity for you and your investors, and the market cap for what we've got, the resources, the book value. Everyone that wants to look at this company, you pretty well got a free shot on probably one of the best exploration targets in the world right now. And again, I can't thank all the investors and people like yourself that have supported us over the last few years.
All righty. Thank you very much, John, for being with us, and we'll look to keep up with your story as things unfold.